How do you get along today? Did you survive it?
No, I'm going out to sleep now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Are you done?
Sir, the story moving now, which is actually a positive story, that you directed Richardson and Garman and Ruckelshaus to move to put into effect any procedures they felt necessary to maintain the integrity of the investigation and people seeing FBI agents, you know, protecting the files, and that story is moving. Not casting aspersions on the individual, but as they cooperate with the process to make sure that all of their, you know, the files are handled in an orderly way, and access and removal of them, and, you know, that's really the story moving today, but it's a good story because it underpins your intent to move in a orderly, effective way.
He's very, very terse. Perhaps the terms of asking about reactions, the president's move and everything, and I also think all that bullshit.
I'm going to say the president's move,
full command.
That's right. He's going about the business of the presidency.
That's right.
I can handle that. I'm not going to get into these concerns or, you know, crap. Right. They're going to ask me today about the post. Whether or not I should be simple on that today, or
sure.
Maybe I will, depend on how they cover it.
Well, I went out and said to the press, why don't you say, well, as the president said last night, he said, you know, we've got our differences, we'll have our differences in the future. If I'm wrong, I'm going to ask you to give me hell. Good luck.
Right.
Did you say that? That was a bad one.
It was a good one. They're talking about today. That was a good move. Keep them off balance. That's the great thing about dealing with the press, you know. They can be moved.
Ron, I mean, too, for Christ's sake, get the goddamn staff off his fat ass.
Right, we're doing that. I've been moving around.
Maybe they're better off than I think, but I don't know.
They're in good shape.
Now,
there's a feeling of pulling together. I don't know if you saw the letter. I went out.
I saw your letter, yeah.
I mean, that's a good. That's not mine, it's from the gal. And that's the feeling of the staff. I mean, they're out there.
The feeling of the countries.
Oh, the feeling of the countries.
Well,
the phone call suggests that, the telegram suggests that. I don't know if you saw the telegram thing, but.
That's about 2-1.
2-1.
Should be better than that. Should be 10-1, but that's not bad. No, not really, because you've got the rankings. You want to remember this, Ron. We got to remember that our enemies, whenever we do anything respecting and going over their heads from the press, it does not qualify. It drives them wild. That isn't saying here. That is why the press will be like we would try to get you in today. And we got over their heads here. It'll be like November 3rd. It'll be like Jeff Bowie. And it'd be like May 8th. You got it. You rear them. In other words, we're going to try to get something else. And our Democratic Party, sure, they're going to be partisan. Why not? Because their goal is basically not to get all of their goal. That's the Republic. Their goal is to get the president.
Sure.
Well, goddamn, they're not going to get the president. So play it strong, confident, and tough. You've got to recognize that you have a fight. Hell of a fight. Unfortunately, it's too bad you don't have Colster around now. This is one thing that you need to do. It's really nice. He's asked for it. He's kind of unique as well, but this is the time. We've got to watch it. We've checked on the majority of the old shit. I mean, I guess I can say that, but my point is that this is the time. I would say this, I don't want you to feed anything, but there must be some good letters and editorials that come in as well as bad ones. I mean, don't worry about the things and the times and the posts. Right, screw them. We're never going to be satisfied with anything we do. Scotty Resnick and all those assholes.
Resnick is.
What Resnick writes?
No, I haven't seen what he's written. I know what he said.
What did he say?
He said the president was right down the road on that speech.
Who'd he go to?
Garman.
Well, maybe you're What age is this man?
He's just confused, little, you know. That him is a brilliant man, but that type of an individual, that type of individual, flows too much in assessing things by what the his peers may feel, or what he feels they may feel. Makes him nervous, distorted.
I want you to let him know that I've been quite disappointed in his reaction. Just so you know, Henry, very interesting. The president's remark about what I'll say, I probably around.
Yeah.
Scott there talking to me directly.
No, I will offer that.
I'll sign up with the check.
Yes, sir.
Call A. Don't let me or call him or you don't just shit up.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Good luck. Yes, sir.
Call A. allowed